The following is a message from Pastor Ellis Orozco of First Baptist Richardson. For more information, please visit fbcr.org.
Hi, and thanks for taking time to listen to the Beyond the Sermon podcast at First Baptist Church Richardson. My name is Ellis, and I'm the senior pastor at First Baptist Richardson. This is the podcast where we try to take what we learned this last Sunday in the sermon and try to take it just a little bit deeper, maybe get a little more practical with it. And so thanks for listening. Now, this last Sunday, we talked about Psalm 86, and we talked about the way that we make God great in this world. And we understand that God is great because of who he is. There's nothing I can do to add or detract from his greatness, but that my role as a Christian is actually to reflect the greatness that is already there in him. There's this sense in which I kind of, I can actually embody at least some of his greatness and can reflect it back to the world. And so what I want us to do is really kind of focus in on one point we made off of that idea, and that is that God's greatness is being revealed every day in what he is doing in the world. And my job is to see it, is to recognize it, and to point it out and to reflect that greatness to other people. And it's all in the way you see things, and you have to put on these Jesus eyes. And so I want you to think a little bit, I want us to think together about some of the lenses that Jesus used to see the world, to see people. I didn't really have time to go into this in the sermon, but I wanted to use kind of three stories out of Jesus's life that talk about, that really, I think, show how Jesus saw people and how Jesus saw the world. And the first is this scene where Jesus meets this Samaritan woman at the well. And this Samaritan woman and Jesus couldn't be more different. And they come from different worlds. They just have different worldview. But he spends time getting to know her, and he discovers all these things that she's done in her life that have been really self-destructive. And she's been married 5 times, and the man she's living with right now is not her husband. But Jesus just begins to probe her life, and he sees the pain behind her actions. And this is the first thing I want to say about how Jesus sees people. He always sees the pain behind their actions. So no matter what someone is saying, they may be lashing out at you, or they may be mad at the world, or they may be just engaged in really self-destructive behavior. But what Jesus wants you to do is to see always the pain behind their actions. Now, the second story is this story where Jesus is in Jerusalem, and the Pharisees bring to Jesus this woman who's been caught in the act of adultery. And they say to Jesus, "We caught this woman in adultery. The law says to stone her. What do you say?" And of course, Jesus says to them, he says, "Well, let the one with no sin throw the first stone." And of course, no one can throw the first stone. And Jesus forgives the woman, and he tells her then, "Go and sin no more." And what I want you to see that actually through this whole story is this idea of sin. They bring the woman to Jesus and they say she has sinned. And the law says that because of her sin, she's to be stoned. And Jesus says, "Okay, then the one of you who has never sinned, throw the first stone." And they have to leave. They can't throw it. And then Jesus turns to her and says, "Go and sin no more." You see how sin is threaded through the whole story. And I think the real point of the story is that Jesus understood that sin was truly at the root of all the world's problems. That when you see someone who is struggling or in pain, what you have to see is that their struggle is your struggle, because we've all sinned. And that was Jesus' point in the story. We have all sinned. So this sin problem is universal. It's all of us. And so Jesus understood that sin was at the root of all the world's problems. And then the third story is the story of the man who was born blind. And Jesus meets him, and his disciples ask, "Who sinned that this man was born blind, him or his parents?" And Jesus said, "That's crazy. What do you mean? No one sinned. That's not why he was born blind." Jesus says he was born blind so that the glory of God would be revealed in him in this moment. And then Jesus heals him and they see God's glory. So Jesus understood that every situation, no matter how bad it may seem, no matter how unjust it may seem, every situation has the potential to have God's glory revealed in it, even in our suffering. God can reveal his glory. So I want to ask you to do this one simple thing this week off of all this. I want to ask you to take like 15 minutes to get away with God. Hopefully, if you can, every day. Just take 15 minutes every day this week to get away with God and just ask him a couple of things. Spend some time going over Psalm 86. Just read through it a couple of times. It won't take very long. But I want you to focus on verses 9 and 10, where it says, "All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God." And as you reflect on that, it's saying that God will be glorified in this world. God's name will be great in this world. The only question is, are you going to be a part of that? And so the first question I want you to ask as you reflect on that is God, who are you calling me to in this world? And ask him to start putting, even if it's just one person's name on your heart, ask God to reveal to you the people in your world that are in pain, and the people in your world who need to see God right now. There are people in your sphere of influence, people that you know who need to see God right now desperately. Ask God to put some person's name on your heart. And as he brings that person to your mind, try to imagine about all the stuff that might be in that person's past that has made the present so difficult for them, the pain that they're going through right now. And try to see Jesus, imagine Jesus weeping for them, the way Jesus wept over Jerusalem because Jerusalem was in so much pain, so that maybe you will begin in your own heart to kind of weep for that person too, to begin to understand them the way Jesus does. And so that's the first step. The first question is just to ask God to put some person or person's name on your heart that God wants you to connect to and a person who needs to see God's greatness right now. And then the second question is, what do you want me to do, God? What do you want me to do about this? It may be that he's calling you to just to pray for them and nothing else. I don't know. Maybe he's calling you to reach out to them. It may be someone in a different city far away that all he's asking you to do maybe is to make a phone call. You would be amazed at the incredible things that can happen when you call someone that maybe you haven't talked to them in a long time. And I know that can be a really hard call to make because you feel bad, like you've lost connection with them or you just haven't talked to them a while. And it's maybe that phone call is kind of awkward at first. Fight through that temptation to not do it because God is calling you to do it and make that call and just say to them, look, I know we haven't talked in a long time, but for some reason, God has really put your name on my heart today. And I just wanted to call you and let you know I'm praying for you. And you'd be amazed at how many times that person in that moment really needed that phone call. It becomes a divine appointment, this divine moment. And in that moment, here's the awesome thing. Here's the cool thing. The best part of it is that in that moment, God will be glorified. God will be magnified. God will be made great in that person's life because you made the phone call or because you texted them or maybe you met them at Starbucks and spent some time with them because God put their name on your heart. And so I just want to ask you to start to practice that this week in your quiet time. Asking God to put some person's name on your heart, and then you become the solution. You become part of making God's name great in that person's life. I hope this has been helpful, and thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll see you next Sunday.